在这次的灵恩会，能够带领我们每一个人来到这里参加聚会。
Thanks to the grace of the Lord that He can guide everyone here to attend the spiritual convocation.
那按照这一次的安排表啊，将会有四节。的课程跟大家一起做分享。
And according to schedule, I will have four sections to share with you.
在这四节当中想要以提摩太前书来作为大家学习的内容。
And throughout these four sections, I have used some First Timothy as mutual encouragement.
其实原本这个题目，我所准备的这个题目非常非常的长
Originally, the topic I prepared was very long.
叫做从提摩太前书看纯正信仰的建立与传承。
The original topic is from the book of 1 Timothy to see the passing down of the faith.
结果写不下去。
But it doesn't fit the screen.
所以我们就把它简单一点。
So I simplify the topic.
所以我们这一次就用几节的时间来看一看保罗在提摩太前书中给我们每一个末世信徒的教导。
So this time I would like to use the, to see the learn from the teaching of Paul.What we can learn from the teaching that Paul gave us.
我们知道说提摩太前书是保罗写给这个年轻工人提摩太的。
We know the first book of Timothy was written by Paul to the worker, young worker Timothy.
为什么要写这一封书信给提摩太呢
？And why did he write this letter?
因为这个时候已经进入使徒教会比较后期的时段了。
Because this is when doing at the approaching the end time of the apostolic church.
虽然教会发展了。
Even though the church grew,
信徒增多
the member increased.
到处都有人信耶稣
and there are many believers.
但是教会却变得混乱了
Yet the church became chaotic.
所以在这个时候的教会其实它是内忧外患的
church during at this time there were trouble inside and out of the church.
有各种文化、哲学、思想的入侵
there are many there are invasion of the philosophies and culture
内部也有各样异端不同的异端的讲法
，and there are many different heresies within the church
所以那个时候的教会其实是在混乱当中的
，so indeed the church at that time was in chaotic situation
所以在这种混乱当中呢保罗就特别写了一封信给提摩太
，so within this chaotic time Paul wrote a letter
警告提摩太，告诉提摩太说在这个末后混乱的时代，我们要更加保守纯正的信仰
，to encourage Timothy that it is as time like this then we need to hold steadfast of our faith。
不只是要把这个纯正的信仰给把这个纯正信仰给维持住。
Not only we need to hold steadfast our faith,
更要把这个纯正的信仰完完整整的传承给下一代。
We further need to pass down the faith, without any compromising to our next generation.
我们来看一下提摩太前书的第一章。
Let's turn to Book of Timothy, First
Timothy. 提摩太前书的第一章。
Let's turn to First Timothy chapter one.
第三节。
Verse three.
提摩太前书第一章第三节
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 3
这里说我往马其顿去的时候曾劝你仍住在以弗所好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教那在这里保罗一开始就在告诉提摩太
In the very beginning, Paul told Timothy.
在这里他告诉提摩太几件事情。
He told Timothy a couple things.
这里第一件事情就是说，我劝你仍住在以弗所。
First thing he says, I urge you to remain in Ephesus.
为什么保罗要叫提摩太要住在以弗所
？Why did Paul encourage Timothy to remain there?
因为他知道说当一个工人与教会与信徒同住那个影响是很大的。
Because you know, he knows that when a worker he reside with the believers of the church, they will have great influence.
我们常常在讲这个同行。
We often mention walk together.
我们常常讲说信仰我们要跟耶稣同行。
We often mention that in our faith, we need to walk with Jesus.
我们常常讲这个同行的观念，我们觉得同行很重要。
We often mention the concept of walking together because we believe it's
very important. 同行很好。
It's very good to walk together.
同行很重要。
It's very important to walk together.
但是其实圣经里面还有讲到另外一个更重要的观念。
But yet the Bible mentions another more important concept.
叫做同住
It's called to live together.
我们来看一下约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of Gospel of John.
我们看约翰福音的第一章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章的第三十七节
Gospel of John verse 1 chapter verse 37
三十七节 两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。38节。
38。
耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”哦，那我们在这里看到啊，这有两个门徒啊，来跟了耶稣哦。
Here we see that two disciples follow Jesus.
哦，跟啊跟啊跟啊，跟从啊，一直跟啊。
They follow him around.
啊，但是啊，主耶稣转过头来了。
Yet Jesus turned around.
啊，你们一直跟着我。
He said to him, "What do you seek?"
啊，你们一直跟着我。
You continue to follow me.
你们到底要什么
？What do you want?
哦，今天呢、啊，主耶稣也常常问我们这个问题啊。
So today, often Jesus asks us this question.
啊，我们已经信耶稣了。
We already believe in him.
我们已经踏上这个跟从的这一条路上了。
We are already on the journey of following Jesus.
啊，但是有时候我们跟啊跟啊跟。
But oftentimes we follow, follow, and follow.
啊，这时候主耶稣突然转过头来了。
And all of a sudden Jesus turns around.
啊，突然问我们啊。
And all of a sudden he asks us.
你跟着我，你到底要什么
？You are following me around. What do you want?
那、欸、有时候我们遇到这个问题啊，就傻了。
So when we encounter sometimes when we encounter this question, we are、
啊、对呀、啊，我们跟耶稣跟了这么多年。
Indeed, we follow Jesus so many years.
我们安息日都来聚会。
We come here on the Sabbath.
我们在家里读经祷告。
We read Bible and pray at home.
我们听话，要做一个属灵的基督徒。
We listen to him. We be a spiritual Christian.、
啊、但是主耶稣问我们这句。
Oh, Jesus asked us this question.
你到底要什么
？What do you want?、
啊、突然想一想啊，不知道啊。
So sometimes when we think about this, we don't know.
主啊，我也不知道我要什么。
We may say, Lord, I don't know what do I want.
那、啊、我是第三代的信徒啦。
I'm the third generation.
我从小习惯来教会啊。
I was accustomed to come to church every Sabbath.
所以聚会是本能呐、啊，是自然的本能呐、啊。
So this is like a natural habit I have.、
啊、但是我到底跟随耶稣，我要什么？
But in reality, what do I want when I follow Jesus?
这个是主耶稣问门徒的一个问题。
This is a question Jesus asked his disciples.
也是我们今天每一个信徒必须要问自己的一个问题。
So this is a question that we also need to ask ourselves.
哦，主耶稣问你，你到底要什么？
Jesus asked, "What do you want?"
你知道你的答案吗？
Do we know our answers?
这两个门徒的答案非常有意思啊。
The answer of these two disciples are very interesting.
那这个两个门徒没有说他们要什么。
The two disciples didn't say what they want.
啊，他们反问了耶稣一句话。
But they ask Jesus a question.
他说：“主啊，你要住在哪里呀、啊、
？”They ask him, "Where are you staying?"
哦，所以这个门徒并没有告诉耶稣他们要什么。
So these two disciples they did not tell what Jesus
what they want. 他们要知道耶稣住在哪里。
All they want is they want to know where Jesus is staying.
为什么要知道耶稣住在哪里呢
？Why do they need to know where Jesus is staying?
因为当他们知道耶稣住在哪里了
，because when they know where Jesus is staying,
啊，他们就可以与耶稣同住哦。
Then they can live with Jesus.
哦，所以在约翰福音里面呢、啊，一直强调这个同住的观念啊。
So in the book of John, it keep continues emphasize the important fact.
为什么要强调同住
？Why do they need to emphasize living together?
因为有时候啊，同行不见得跟得上哦。
Because sometimes when you walk together, you may not be able to keep up.
我们来看一下约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John, Gospel of John.
我们看约翰福音的第21章哦。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 21.
约翰福音的21章
，chapter 21, 19节 ，verse 19。
啊，19节，耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”20节哦
，verse 20。
彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的门徒、哦啊、在这里、啊、彼得、啊、从约翰福音的一开始就在跟从耶稣、
Peter from the beginning of the book of John he'd been following Jesus、
啊、跟到21章、啊
He followed Jesus all the way till chapter 21
已经要结束了
It's almost finished
耶稣跟他说你跟从我吧
And yet Jesus told him follow me、
啊、结果彼得怎么做
What did Peter, what
彼得马上就转过身呐、啊、
！Immediately Peter turned around.
很奇怪呀、啊，耶稣说你跟从我，彼得就马上转过身看别人。
It's interesting that immediately after Jesus said "Follow me," Peter turned around to look at others.
已经跟了这么长的时间了、
啊。He already followed Jesus for such a long time.、
啊、但是还是不一定跟得上啊。
Yet, He still might not be able to keep up with Jesus.、
哦、所以啊，我们今天不只是要跟从哦。
So today, not only we need to follow,
我们更要知道耶稣在哪里住啊。
We also further we need to know where Jesus is staying.、
哦、所以即使我们偶尔没有跟上。
So even though when we can, sometimes we cannot keep up.
啊，但是啊，我们知道耶稣住在哪里。
But because we know where Jesus is staying.
我们知道在哪里可以找到他。
We know where we can find Jesus.
我们知道当我们跟丢了以后，可以回到哪里。
We know that when we are lost, where we can go to find Jesus.
所以这个就是同住的观念。
So this is the concept of living together.
所以保罗一开始告诉提摩太啊。
So in the beginning, Paul told Timothy.
他就告诉提摩太说啊，你要跟教会、跟信徒同住。
He told him that you need to live with the church, we live with the members.
因为借着同住啊，能够把耶稣基督的恩典以及他的道理带给信徒。
Because by living together, you can bring the gospel teaching of Jesus to the believers.
借着同住啊，能够真正的认识耶稣。
Through living together, they truly can come to know God.
我们看回来提摩太前书。
Let's turn back to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第一章。
Let's turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书一章的第三节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3.
他在这里告诉他说：“我劝你啊。”我劝你仍住在以弗所。
Here it says, I urge you to remain in Ephesus.
因为住在以弗所啊，可以直接知道信徒的状况。
Because by living there, he can know directly the condition of the members.
因为住在以弗所可以活出一个信徒的信仰的榜样。
Because by living there, he can be a model of the member.
所以当信徒看到了提摩太。
So when the member sees Timothy,
看到提摩太的生活
，when they see his life,
他们自然而然就有了一个榜样。
Naturally, they have a role model to follow.
就像我们刚刚看那个约翰福音里面讲的
，just like what we read in the book of John.
当这两个门徒啊问说耶稣你在哪里住
？When the two disciples ask Jesus, where are you staying?
耶稣说你来看。
Then he said to them, come and see.
结果他们看了的结果呢
？After they see,
圣经说他们看了。当天就与他同住啊
！And the Bible mentioned that after they saw, they stayed with him
that very night. 所以当这个提摩太可以跟信徒同住
，So when Timothy can live together with the members,
住在以弗所就成为以弗所信徒的榜样。
When he lived there, he became the role model of the members.
住在以弗所就让以弗所的信徒看到一个基督化的生活。
When he lives in Ephesus, the members can see a life oriented around Jesus.
看到住在以弗所，信徒就能够坚定他们的信仰。
And when he lives at Ephesus, he can firm the faith of the.
所以我们今天要问问自己啊。
So let's ask ourselves.
今天是谁与我们同住啊
？Today, who are we living with?
当然除了我们自己家人以外。
Of course, besides our family members.
这个同住还包括我们身旁的人。
Living together also include the people around us.
我们的朋友。
Our friends.
我们的亲戚。
Our relatives.
我们的同学。
Our classmates.
我们的同事。
Our coworkers.
这些每天与我们有互动关系来往的人。
People that have interaction with us on daily basis.
在他们的眼里，我们过的是一个什么样的生活
？In their eyes, what kind of life are we living?
所以当他们跟我们说，当他们问我们。
So when they ask us,
你在哪里住
？Where do you live？
我们能够说你来看吗
？Can we say come and see？
来看我的生活
，come and see my life。
来看我的信仰
，come and see my faith。
来看我的家庭
，come and see my family。
让人家一看以后就信了耶稣。
So after they see, they will believe in Jesus。
所以要与门徒同住。
So indeed, we need to live with the disciples。
这个不是只有讲给工人听而已啊。
So this is not only for the workers。
所以不是我们这不是说这是工人的家里要能够同住啊。
So we shouldn't say that, it's only the church worker that need to do this.
而是我们每一个人。
But yet it includes everyone.
这里说劝我们每一个人都要仍住在以弗所。
Here it encourages every one of us should be able to live in Ephesus.
使我们成为周遭每一个人信仰上的榜样。
So we can become the models of people around us.
叫人因我们而信耶稣。
So everyone can come to believe because of us.
接下来呢，他说保罗对提摩太说。
And then he continued to say to Timothy.
这里说要嘱咐几个人不可传异教。
Here says that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrines.
第四节
，verse four.
也不可听从那荒谬无凭的话语和无穷尽的家谱。
And also verse four says, nor give heed to fables or endless genealogies which cause dispute rather than godly edification.
其实在这里中文翻译是比较客气呀。
In the Chinese translation, it's more modest.
他这里说嘱咐了就叫他们不要了。 叫他们不要这样子做啦。
In Chinese, you say suggest some people not to do this.
啊，其实呢，在这原来的意思是哦，命令我啊，说要命令那几个人不可以传异教哦。
But in the original text, the word is actually means a command.
哦，那这里说啊，那个命令他们要做什么呢
？So what is it? What does he need to command them with?
啊，在这里啊，保罗对提摩太讲。
So Paul told Timothy,
你要命令他们不可做三件事情。
You need to command them not to do three things.
啊，第一件事情
，first thing,
啊，就是不可传异教哦。
They cannot teach heresies.
所以啊，这个跟这个保罗是一点都不客气的啊。
So Paul did not hold back at all.
那有时候我们很注重那个人跟人之间的关系呀。
Sometimes we overemphasize our interpersonal relationship.
所以我们没有一个人想要做坏人。
So no one want to become the bad guy.
没有一个人想要得罪别人。
No one want to offend others.
啊，不希望跟人家有起冲突。
We don't want to have conflict with others.
但是在这里保罗说啊，当你遇到某些状况的时候
，But yet Paul here says when you encounter some situations,
这就不是你喜不喜欢的问题啦。
It is not whether you like it or not.
而是你必须要去处理的问题。
It is that you must take charge.
在这里第一个你一定要处理。命令哦，一定要处理的。
So the first thing that we must take charge.
第一个就是不可传异教啊。
First thing is we cannot preach the heresies.
就是传那个与起初所领受不一样的道理。
Which is what is different from the original doctrine that was preached.
我们来看一下加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书。
Galatian.
第一章。
Galatian chapter one.
加拉太书一章的第六节。
Galatian chapter one verse six.
加拉太书一章六节
Galatians chapter 1 verse 6
But 我稀奇你们这么快就离开那借基督耶稣之恩召你们去从别的福音第七节
verse 7
而那并不是福音啊不过有些人搅扰你们要把基督的福音更改了第八节
verse
8、但无论是我们是天上来的使者若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同他就应当被咒诅第九节
verse 9
我们已经说了现在又说若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同他就应当被咒诅、这里是、保罗非常严厉的话、
So this is very stern warning from Paul
一点都不客气、
He did not hold back
说、如果有人、传那个与原来所传福音不一样的、
He says that if anyone preached that something that's different from the gospel、
他必须要被咒诅、
He need to be cursed、
你说保罗你怎么这么残忍、
You may say Paul how come you're so merciless.
保罗，你怎么这么没有爱心
？How come you have no love？
你怎么可以要咒诅别人
？How come you want to curse others？
但是保罗在这里一点都不客气呀。
But Paul, he's not courteous at all here.
我们常常讲爱心
，We often mention about love.
但是有些时候是不可以讲爱心的。
But sometimes we cannot talk about love.
有一次啊，我在一个地方哦，去帮忙一个地方的圣工。
I remember there once when I went to help out holy work.
结果啊，当地就去参加一个东欧都是慕道者的一个查经哈。
So I went to a Bible study that's full of true seekers.
结果啊，那个其中有一个是。另外一个教派啊，是那个耶和华见证人会的一个牧师啊。
And one of the true seekers among them is a preacher from Jehovah Witness.
哇，就在那个在分享的时候啊，就从头讲到尾啊。
So during his sharing, he continued to talk from beginning to the end.
讲说啊，没有天国啊。
He talked about how there's no heaven.
哇，耶稣要在地上建立那个什么千年王国啊。
He said that Jesus is going to establish his kingdom on earth.
就哇，全部都是他一个人在讲。
And he was the one that talking from the beginning to the end.
其中啊，有一个我们教会的弟兄哦。
And one of our brother,
他就事先就跟我说
he told me prior before the Bible study.
他说啊，哎呀，这就是我们跟外国人啊，这个跟外国人聚会的方式就是这样。
So he told me that this is the way we have found service with the member.
你要有爱心，你要让他讲。
That we need to have love and let them talk.
你不跟他讲，他下次就不来了。
If you don't let them talk, they will not come next time.
我说我们凭爱心要哇让他发表。
So he said that based on love, we need to let him talk.
这样子是对的吗
？Is this right?
保罗说这样的要被咒诅啊。
Paul said that if we do this, we need to be cursed. We have to be cursed.
这时候是不讲爱心的。
So at time like this, we don't talk about love.
只讲对错。
We only talk about right and wrong.
所以有时候我们有时候那个立场要看，我们要搞清楚。
So sometimes we need to discuss.Distinguish our positions.
我们聚会啊，不是外面的那种讨论，那个所谓外面的 discussion 或 forum 啊，不是那种哇，大家一起讨论。
So when we are service, it's not about having discussions among people.
不是你讲我讲。 向大家讲，哇，大家都讲得很开心。
It's not that you talk, I talk, everyone's happy.
如果你讲的跟圣经道理不一样
，if what you say is different from the Bible，
就必须要被提醒。
Then we need to be reminded，
必须要被纠正。
We need to be corrected，
必须要以圣经来教导我们的错误。
Then we need,
来改正我们的错误。
We need to be corrected based on what the Bible teaches。
这个时候就不能说，哎呀，他可能不喜欢，他会生气。
So at times like this, we cannot say that, oh, he may not be, he may not.
哇，他下次不来了怎么办
？We cannot say he may not like this, and he will maybe he will not come next.
这个时候就不讲这种爱心了。
So at times like this, we don't talk about this kind of love.
因为这个不是真的爱心啊。
Because this is not true love.
哇，全部都是慕道者、慕道朋友。
We can say, oh, you know, look at all these true seekers we have.
结果你让他这样子从头讲到尾。
And yet you let him talk from the beginning to the end like that.
都不说
，and you say nothing。
我这个慕道朋友说，到底原来这个才是道理啊！就原来你们教会是信这个的、啊。
And then the true seeker may say, "Oh, so this is the truth. So this is what you, your church believes."
这是爱心吗
？Is this love?
这个叫做害人跌倒。
This is what we call causing others to stumble.
所以保罗说，你命令他们不可以啊。
So here Paul said, "You command and charge them not to do this."
与起初所传的福音不一样的，就不准他讲。
So Paul says that You should not talk about things that's different from the original gospel.
在短短的两节里面，两次说咒诅，要咒诅他。
Within a short passage, he mentioned twice.
当然
we need to curse them.
当然，如果有慕道朋友来到教会
，Of course, when true seeker come to church.
他们可能他们过去这么多年所接受的观念可能跟我们不太一样。
The concept they receive in the past years may be different from ours.
所以他们可能不太明白道理。
So they may not truly understand the gospel.
所以他们会告诉你，可是我们牧师说啊，要星期一天才去聚会啊。
So sometimes they may say things like, oh, but our pastor told us we need to go to service on Sunday.
哇，这个时候你千万不要咒诅他。
But at time like this.We must not curse them.
哇，你不要跳起来说哦，咒诅你，咒诅你啊！不要，千万不要。
Let's not jump out from our seat and say I will curse you.
他不懂嘛。
It's because they do not understand.
不懂你要带，你要教导他。
And because they do not understand, we need to guide them and teach
them. 不懂你要用圣经的话来，真的是用光来照他。
Because they do not understand, we need to use the word of the Bible to shine the light on them.
但是如果我们本身啊，我们自己本身哦。
But if ourselves,
我们已经信了道理。
We already believe the gospel.
我们已经明白圣经。
We already understand the Bible.
结果我们讲一些奇奇怪怪的道理。
But yet we talk about some different doctrines.
跑去听一些很多奇怪的东西，再跑来教会讲。
We go listen to some weird stuff and then come to church and talk
about it. 这就不一样了哦。
Then this is different.
明白道理不照圣经，明白道理的人不。照圣经就要被咒诅啊
！For someone that understand the gospel, understand the truth, and does not talk about it, need to be cursed.
所以我们要很谨慎。
So we need to be careful.
这个神已经把这个起初的这个福音的真道告诉我们了。
Because God already told us the original gospel.
所以我们不用自己发明啊。
So we do not need to invent.
为什么有人要发明
？Why does some people need to invent?
有几个可能啊。
There are some possibilities.
你可能听太多了，所以脑筋糊涂了啊。
First one, maybe they have listened too much and then they got confused.
所以啊，你搞不清楚啊，就拿来到处讲。
And because they are confused, so they talk about it everywhere.
有另外一种可能。
Second possibility.
就是喜欢讲那个人家没有讲过的。
They like to talk about something that was never mentioned before.
哇，其实这个也很危险的哦。
This is truly indeed dangerous.
有些人就会喜欢找那种哇很特别的没有人讲过的东西啊。
Some people like to find things that others never talk about.
所以讲的时候，你看，你们都没听过哦，只有我讲啊。
So when they talk about it, they may like, look, see, no one ever mentioned about this before. Only I mentioned about this.
这个也很危险哦。
So this is also dangerous.
所以啊，我们不要传不要传那个，这里讲说不要传异道哦。
So here says, do not teach them a different gospel.
以起初道理不同啊，要说要被咒诅哦。
So it just says whatever you someone teach some gospel that's different from the original need to be cursed.
我们再继续，我们再看回来提摩太前书。
Let's turn back to First Timothy.
提摩太前书。
Let's turn back to First Timothy.
第一章。
First Timothy chapter one.
第四节。
Verse four.
第四节说，不可听从那荒谬无凭的话语啊。
And he says, do not give heed to fables.
那第一个一开始说啊，有几个东西啊，你要小心啊。
Here, so he mentioned a couple things we need to be careful.
当然，我们刚刚讲的是啊，这个异端啊，你要非常小心啊。
So first, we mentioned about heresy. We need to be careful of heresy.
所以我们那个自己的本身要很知道自己教会的道理。
So ourselves, we need to understand the doctrine of our church.
才不会被人家讲一讲啊，就搞不清楚啦。
So we will not be confused when other people come.
所以我们自己那个基本教义要明白。
So we need to understand our basic doctrines.
有时候信徒信很久了。
So some members they believe for a long time.
哇，信了很久啊，但是不明白道理，很奇怪啊。
They believe for a long time, yet they do not understand the truth.
哦，连基本道理、基本教义都不明白啊。
Sometimes they do not even understand the basic doctrines.
我有一次遇到一个信徒哦。
There's once I ran into a believer.
哇，信徒信很久了。
He came to believe for a long time.
哇，那个什么圣经看很多啊。
He read a lot of Bible.
哇，那个各教会牧师的书他都看很多啊。
And he read many books from other preachers from other denominations.
但是啊，真耶稣教会的基本教义不了解啊。
Yet he did not understand the basic doctrine.
为什么会不了解
？How come? Why did he not understand?
他跟我说啊。
He told me.
基本教义嘛。
He said that because it's basic.
这是基本呐。
He said this because this is basic.
这个是小学生在看的。
This is something for elementary school students.
我是有教育的。
I'm educated.
哇，我对那个各教派的道理的教义很懂啊。
I understand all the doctrines from other denominations.
哇，这个牧师那个牧师的书啊，我读了很多啊。
You know, this pastor, that preachers, I have read their books.
啊，我怎么会去看那个基本的东西呢
？And why would I go read something that's so basic?
哇，他觉得自己已经非常长进了。
He felt that he's very up ahead.
哇，他觉得他的道圣经很懂啊。
He felt that he understand the teaching in the Bible.
但是不屑去看那个基本教义啊。
Yet he did not bother to go understand the basic doctrines.
一个不懂基本教义的信徒。
A member that does not understand the basic doctrines.
就好像一个盖房子但是没有地基的一栋很漂亮但是没有地基的房子。
It's like a house without a foundation.
哇，那个房子外面一直盖，盖得很快啊。
So, you know, they may build a house very quickly.
哇，那盖房子如果不用盖地基哦，盖得非常快。
If you do not need to lay the foundation when you build a house, then
you can
complete the house very quick.
盖得非常漂亮。
It may look beautiful outside.
但是没事的时候看起来都一样。没事的时候，房子就是房子嘛，一样的。
So when there's nothing, when there's no disaster, all the house look the same.
但是当有事的时候哦。
But when something happens,
风吹一吹
，the wind may blow,
地摇一摇。
The ground may shaken.
哇，那个有没有地基啊？马上就看出来啦。
Whether or not you have the foundation, we can tell right away.
一个不重视基本教义的信徒。
A member that does not emphasize on basic doctrines.
就如同一个没有地基的房子。
It's like a house without foundations.
外表看起来光鲜亮丽。
Even though the outer appearances may look beautiful.
哇，你讲的圣经哇，从头这样翻来翻去很熟啊。
You may be able to flip the Bible from the beginning to the end.
但是基本教义不懂。
Yet you do not understand the basic doctrines.
当那个挑战来了。
So when challenging comes.
当攻击来了。
When attack comes.
哇，当这个迷惑来了。
When confusion comes.
哇，就搞看一看，哇啊！结果教会都一样。
They may look around and say, "Oh, all the churches are the same."
这就是没有根基啊。
So this is what we call not having a foundation.
所以不可传异教。
So here it says, "Do not preach heresies."
我们也不可被异教所勾动，不可被异教所迷惑了。
And we cannot be confused by the heresies.
这里说不可听从那个荒谬无凭的话。
And then here also mentioned, "Do not heed fables and endless genealogies."
什么叫做荒谬无凭的话啊？
What are fables?
就是有很多哇，听起来蛮有意思的。
It means that something that you know might be interesting.
哇，听起来很神奇的。
It might be something that's very miraculous.
听起来好像对，但是又不对的。
It may be something that you listen to it, you might feel it's like right, maybe, but at the same time, it feels.
听起来悦人耳目啊！哇，听起来你就很喜欢听的。
It may be something that's pleasing to our ears.
这个你也要小心啊。
We also need to be careful.
所以我们今天有时候这个现在的世界的资讯非常发达。
So we know that the information technology is very prosperous today.
真的，你在网络上可以找到任何各种不同的学说。
We can find all kinds of theologies on internet.
找到各种不同教派的说法。
We can find all the different sayings from other denominations.
如果你没有办法做判断。
And yet, if we cannot discern,
你只是凭那个好听不好听来做判断啊。
If we only judge based on whether or not it's pleasing to our ears,
哇，你有时候就被这个荒谬无凭的话给勾走了。
Sometimes we may be led astray by the meaningless genealogy or fables.
有一次我在跟一个我在网络上闲逛的时候
There's one time when I was surfing the internet.
我在网络上就打那个真耶稣教会
So I type in True Jesus Church.
结果就看到很多 很多找我们教会麻烦的文章啊。
And then I found many articles that's written about negative opinions about church.
哇，而且我就随便找了一篇进去跟他对答。
So I found a random article and went in to debate with him.
就当做练功嘛，当做练习嘛。
So I treated this as a practice.
哇，那篇文章是外教会的一个牧师，一个 bishop， 一个主教写的哈。
So this article was written by a bishop in a different denomination.
他在讲我们的洗礼啦。
He's talking about our baptism.
他说洗礼不重要。
He said that it is baptism is not important.
他说洗礼啊，只是一个信耶稣的一个表示，一个宣告而已啊。
He said this is only a symbolism, a proclamation of believing Jesus.
啊，这个洗礼跟得救跟赦罪一点关系都没有。
Baptism has nothing to do with remission of sin or being saved.
哦，我必须要说他的文章啊，文笔非常非常的好啊。
I can say that he truly know how he has an eloquent writing.
哇，那个真的笔文笔哈，写文章真的是写输他，真的写输他。
If I write some article, it probably won't be as good as his.
哦，所以我在看完他的文章之后啊。
So after I finish his articles.
既然写不过他，我们就不要写嘛。
So you know, I say to myself, if we cannot write something better, let's not write something.
所以我就把那个圣经经节啊 ，copy and paste 啊，把它拷下来啊。
So I copy and paste some Bible verses.
我就拷了那一节那个《使徒行传》里面讲说，起来，洗礼，洗去你的罪。我就把这一节 copy 过去啊。
So I copy the verse say in the book of Acts say, rise and be baptized and have you for the remission of your sin？
啊，我底下给他写一句话哈。
And I wrote a sentence underneath the phrase。
我说：“啊，你哪一个字看不懂
？”I say to him, "So which word do you not understand？”
起来，洗礼，洗去你的罪。啊，你哪个字看不懂
？Says rise and be baptized and for the remission of your sin. So which one of the word do you not understand？
啊，结果他真的给我写回来哎。
So indeed he replied。
写两页。
He wrote two pages articles.
好多啊，很生气啊，非常生气。
He was very angry.
哇，洋洋洒洒写了一大篇，文章写得非常好。
So he wrote about two pages of letter back to me.
我看得我头都晕了哈。
After I read it, I have a headache.
哦，但是啊，看完之后我会发现一件事情啊。
So after I read his reply, I noticed something.
那里面都是什么？我觉得、我认为、我想、应该是。
Throughout the articles, all I read was I feel, I think, I think.
I believe, I believe. You should, 就是都是这样子的。我觉得应该神应该是怎么样，应该会是怎么样啊
？It's always something that I feel God is, I think God is, I feel God should be.
结果啊，我们既然写不过人家嘛，我又抄了一个经节啊。
So because I'm not as eloquent as him, so I copy another verse for him.
我是纯粹要气他啦。
So this was just for the pure purpose of provoking him.
所以我又把同样那节经节又抄了一次哈。
So I copy the same Bible verse again.
起来。洗礼，洗去你的罪。
It says, "Rise, be baptized, and for the remission of your sin."
啊，我就底下这次我写两句话啊。
So this time I wrote two sentences underneath the Bible passage.
哦，第一句话写啊。
First sentence I wrote,
"I don't really care how you think." 我其实不在乎你怎么，你认为怎么样，跟我一点关系都没有。
So I replied, first sentence I wrote, "I don't really care how you what you think."
这是圣经写的。
What you think is not doesn't matter to me.
我说这一句话是圣经写的。
This verse is from the Bible.
请问你哪一个字看不懂
？So which word do you not understand？
结果就不回我了哈。
And he never replied to me.
啊，有时候啊，我们遇到有些人，这世界上很多人是这个样子的啊。
So there are many people like this in the world.
他听那个他喜欢的。
They listen to things they like.
他接受那个他愿意接受的。
They accept what they want to accept.
哦，他觉得哎，这个好，我就接受；这个我不喜欢，我就不接受。
They may say, "Oh, this is good, so I accept it, and this is not good, I won't."
这个叫做荒谬无凭嘛，没有根基的话嘛。
So this is what it means to fables and endless genealogy.
所以我们今天呢，不要听那个我们耳朵觉得很好听的话啊。
So let's not only listen to things that is pleasing to our ears.
那有一次啊，我听到啊，我在读看书的时候看到了哈，看到一篇文章哈。
So one time when I was reading a book, I read an article.
他说啊，哎呀，这个耶稣爱世界。
The article says that Jesus loved the world.
耶稣爱世上属他的人。
Jesus loved the people that belong to him.
耶稣如此的爱我们。
Jesus loved us so much.
怎么会有地狱呢？
Why is there? There's no way there's a hell.
耶稣这么的爱我们。
Jesus loved us so much.
如同父亲爱他的孩子。
Just like a father loved his son.
他怎么会不拯救我们呢？
Why would he not save us?
后面的结论是什么？
What's the conclusion?
他的结论是，你不管犯什么罪都可以得救。
The conclusion is no matter what sin you commit, you will be saved.
好不好听？
Does this sound good?
哇，好好听啊！
It sounds so good, right?
讲实话，这个道理我也喜欢啊。
To be honest, I like this teaching too.
如果这是真的，
But if this is true,
哇，那真的，那我要去信那个教会。如果这是真的，我要去信这种这么好听的道理啊。
If this is indeed truth, I would rather go believing that.
啊，但是圣经是这样子写的吗？
But is this what's recorded in the Bible?
很不幸啊，圣经不是这样子写啊。
Unfortunately, this is not what's
recorded in the Bible. 所以啊，好听悦人耳目的话，不是真理啊。
So sometimes what is pleasing to the ear might not be gospel, the truth.
啊，所以如果纯粹去追寻那个自己喜欢的道理。
So if we only pursue the teachings we like,
啊，你到最后啊，啊就看不见真理啦。
In the end, we might not be able to see the truth.
哦，所以我们知道基督教有十诫哈。
So we understand that the Christianities we have 10 commandments.
天主教也有十诫。
The Catholic also has 10 commandments.
但是你知道基督教跟天主教的十诫是不一样的吗？
But do you know that our 10 commandments are different?
啊，你如果去网络上查一下，你去 Google 一下那个 Catholic 天主教的十诫，你看到会昏倒啊！怎么跟基督教不太一样啊？
So if you go search online and look for the 10 commandments of the Catholic Church, you'll probably faint because it's different from the Christianity.
是谁偷改？
So you may say that, oh, who changed it?
你再对照一下、哦、
And you may compare them.
你会发觉说，天主教的那个第二戒不见了。
So after comparison, you may realize the second commandment disappeared from the Catholic commandment.
啊，第二戒是什么？
So what's the second commandment?
不可拜偶像。
You cannot worship idols.
啊，这个我不喜欢啊。
They may say, I don't like this.
哇，这天主教到处都是偶像啊。
Because you know, you can see idols everywhere in the Catholic.
你看我们那个，你看那个天主教那个雕刻那些像哦，其实有的哇，那个是艺术品啊，那有的是古董啊。
You may look at the sculptures of the Catholic Church. Some of them are indeed historical.
啊，所以在天主教的那个大会堂里面呢、啊。
So in the Grand Chapel of the Catholic Church.
左边有偶像。
On the left, there is idols.
右边有偶像。
On the right, there are also idols.
前面有偶像。
In the front, there are idols.
后面还是偶像。
In the back, there are also idols.
哇，再看圣经。
And then we look at the Bible.
圣经说啊，不可拜偶像。
The Bible says, "Do not worship idols."
我想一想，怎么办？
You look at it. You look at it. You look at the Bible. You say to yourself, "What do I do?"
怎么办？改圣经啊。
What do I do? I will change the Bible.
天主教就是把圣经给改了。
So the Catholic changed the Bible.
我不喜欢，我就把它改掉。
I don't like it, so I will change it.
这种信仰可以得救吗？
Can this kind of faith be saved?
这种信仰可以得到神的喜悦吗？
Can this kind of faith please God?
啊，这是不可能的。
It is impossible.
哦，所以我们啊，今天信仰要有根据啊，要有凭据的。
So today our faith needs to have foundation.
不要听那个你听了很好听的话。
Let's not listen to something that's only pleasing to the ears.
不要听那个让你觉得说，哎呀，什么做都可以，怎么样随便都可以得救的。
Let's not listen to things that say no matter what you do, you will be saved.
哦，这里说不可听那荒谬。无凭的哦
，because here says we cannot listen to endless genealogies and fables.
在这里第三个讲哦
，and the third thing.
第三个说你不可听从那个无穷尽的家谱啊。
Oh, the third thing says, do not listen to endless genealogies.
啊，这个华人啊，跟那个犹太人其实很像哦。
So indeed, Asians are similar to the Jews.
我们现在呀、啊，现在可能比较少了啦。但是以前的华人呢、啊，对那个族谱家谱非常的重视哦。
It might not be the case today, but back a couple years ago, the Asians they indeed emphasized the genealogies of their home.
啊，我还记得、啊、我小时候、啊、回去老家哈、啊，回去南部的老家。
I remember when I returned to my home when I was down south in Taiwan.
哈、啊、，the ancestry home 哦。好，那个回去那个老家的时候，一进去那个大厅啊，左右各有一个帘子哈、啊，有一个那叫什么？不是窗帘，那个叫
门
对联呐、啊，在那个房子不是门上，但是房子大厅有一副的对联哦。
So when I went back to my ancestry home, when I walk into the living room, I see two to
writings.
To writings hanging on the wall.
啊，那个我们发觉，然后结果说，原来我们每一代、每一辈、一辈的名字啊，都是这样子从那一个字一个字这样子拿出来的。
And then I realized all our names are picked. Based on one of the words on that on the two phrases.
哦，所以啊，我们华人非常非以曾经非常注重这种家谱的传承啊。
So once upon a time, the Asians truly emphasize on the passing down the genealogy.
哦，但是啊，这个犹太人比我们严重多了。
But yet, the Jewish people they are even more worse.
哇，那个犹太人他们是要那个要查考族谱啊，连到最前面啊。
The Jewish they study their genealogies all the way till the beginning.
哦，他们非常非常注重这个族谱哦。
They emphasize the genealogies a lot.
啊，结果是什么？
So what's the result?
啊，结果就是有讲不完的家谱啊。
So the result is they have endless discussion about their genealogies.
就比来比去，对来对去啊。
They may compare left and right, and they may try to match something.
我的辈分比你大。
They may say, my position is higher than yours.
我的祖宗比你高一阶。
They may say, my ancestor is on a higher rank than yours.
哦，所以比来比去，我比你好。
So in the end, what's the result is I'm better than you.
哦，所以这个是无穷尽的家谱啊。
So this is what it means to have endless genealogy.
哦，在这里保罗警告我们，警告提摩太啊。
So here Paul warns Timothy.
他说啊，这个千万不要让教会成为这个讲论无穷尽家谱的地方啊。
So he warned Timothy, do not let church become a place where people have endless discussion about genealogy.
千万不要让那个身份地位关系成为主导教会动向的，就主导教会圣工的主因啊。
He warned Timothy that do not let fame, position, and relationship become what motivate the church work.
哦，不要在教会里啊讲啊，我是你看我，我是第四代的信徒啊。
He said that thus we should not be talking about, oh, look at me, I'm the fourth generation believers.
第四代的信徒一定会得救吗？
Will the first generation believers surely be saved?
不一定哦。
Not necessary.
哦，你不要想说，哎呀，我爸爸是传道啊。
Let's not talk about, oh, look, my dad is a preacher.
我爷爷是长老啊。
My grandfather is an elder.
你爸爸会是传道，你会得救吗？
Will be saved just because your father is a preacher?
你爷爷是长老，你一定会得救吗？
Will be saved just because your grandfather is an elder?
不一定哦。
Not necessary.
哦，所以在教会里面啊，不要让这种身份啊，这个家谱啊，变成一种自夸的一个自夸的一个机会啊。
So let's not use the let's not boast about something about our genealogy or our position in the church.
那我有一次啊，到一个教会哦。
There's one time I went to visit a church.
我遇到一个可能是刚来哈新来的信徒哦。
And I ran into a member that from
刚不是那个从另外一个地方刚搬来的信徒哦。
So I encountered a believer that just moved there.
他可能不认识我啦。
He might not know who I am.
哦，我们就互相介绍啊，当然不认识这样要彼此介绍一下啊。
So we introduce ourselves to each other.
握手啊，你好，你好。
So we shook hands.
啊，结果你知道吗？他没有告诉我他的名字哦。
So while we are shaking him, he did not tell me his name.
他第一句话跟我说的。
The first thing he said.
你好，你好。
Oh, hello.
你知道我爸爸是执事吗？
Do you know that my father is a deacon?
啊，奇怪了，你爸爸是执事，关我什么事？
I say to myself, well, what does it have to do with me?
我那时候想说我要怎么回答。
I was thinking to myself, how will I reply to that?
我本来想跟他讲说，恭喜恭喜。
I originally wanted to say congratulations.
哦。有时候就觉得很奇怪，他为什么会这样子讲话
？Sometimes I feel it's awkward. Why did he say that？
啊，过了一年多之后，哈。
About a year or some.
我有一次又到那个教会去帮忙啊。
I went to that church to help out.
我又遇到他了。
I encountered him again.
他可能忘记我了哦。
Perhaps he forgot about me.
啊，你好，你好。
We shook hands and he said hello.
你知道我爸爸是执事吗
？Do you know that my father is a deacon？
我说你上次有告诉我啊。
I said to him, well, you told me last time.
我想说你爸爸是执事，跟我有什么关系
？I said to myself again, what does it have to do with me that your father is a deacon？
搞了一年半，我还是不知道你的名字啊。
After a year or some, I still don't know your name.
我说有时候啊，那个有时候我们会搞错啊，会看错了。
Sometimes we might confuse ourselves.
我们也觉得说哇，好像啊，我爸爸是谁？我爷爷是谁？我们是真耶稣教会第几代的传承？这个很重要吗
？Sometimes we may say that you know our father is this and my grandfather is this and I'm the fourth or fifth generation in the church. Is this important?
这个以色列人最喜欢讲这个啦。
This is what the Israelites love to talk about.
以色列人常讲什么
？What does the Israelites talk about?
我们有亚伯拉罕做我们的祖宗啊。
We have Abraham as our ancestors.
神说，主耶稣说，那又怎么样？
Lord Jesus say, what does that have to do with you?
说你们是摩亚那个主耶稣对他们讲啊，你们不是亚伯拉罕的孩子啦。
Jesus told them, you are not the descendant of Abraham.
你是魔鬼的孩子啊。
You are the descendant of Satan.
他说可是我们祖宗是亚伯拉罕呢。
But they say our ancestor is Abraham.
所以我们叫亚伯拉罕啊，亚伯拉罕就说啊，我这是我的小孩啊。
So when we called out Abraham will reply, this is my descendant.
主耶稣说没有。
And Jesus said, this is not the case.
他说如果你是亚伯拉罕的孩子。
Jesus said, if you are truly indeed the descendant of Abraham.
你就会做亚伯拉罕做的事情啊。
Then you will do things that Abraham do.
主耶稣说看你们的行为啊。
Lord Jesus, look at your behaviors.
你们的爸爸是魔鬼啦。
And when he look at their behaviors, he may say that your father is Satan.
为什么？因为你做的是魔鬼的事情，你就是魔鬼的孩子啊。
Why? Because you do things that Satan would do. Therefore, you are the descendant of Satan.
所以我们不要把自己的信仰建立在这种过去的家人，或者是不要建立在一些人的身上。
So let's not build our foundation of our faith on human.
更不要以这种人或者是族谱家谱来成为自己夸耀的理由。
And furthermore, let's not boast just because boast about our genealogies or our family positions.
我们看耶利米书。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书。
The book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书的第七章。
The book of Jeremiah, prophet Jeremiah, chapter 7.
第七章的第四节
，Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 4。
第四节说：“你们不要依靠虚谎的话，说这是神的殿，是神的殿，是神的殿。”这里是以色列人最喜欢讲的。
So I'm hearing verse 4 that these are the things that Israelites love to talk about.
最喜欢讲两件事情啊。
They love to talk about two things.
我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We are the descendant of Abraham.
第二件事情啊。
And the second thing.
我们有神的殿。
We had the temple of God.
好像说讲了这两件事情啊，就一切妥当啊，一切没有问题啦。
It's almost like when they talk about these two things, everything is okay.
所以在这里啊，他们说我们有神的殿，我们有神的殿，我们有神的殿。
So here it says the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
到最后神说这个殿把它拆掉。
And then in the end, the Lord Jesus said that we'll abolish this temple.
这个殿不要了。
We don't want this temple anymore.
所以我们不要把信仰建立在这个物质的殿上面啊。
So let's not build our faith on a physical temple.
不要把信仰建立在这个肉身的亚伯拉罕是我们的父上面啊。
And let's not build our faith on the fleshly Abraham is our ancestor.
信仰是我们跟神的很个人的关系啊。
Faith is something that's very personal between us and God.
你的家人是教会的工人吗？
Is our family member or the worker in church?
感谢主，他们会得救啊。
Thank God, they will be saved.
你自己呢？
What about yourself?
你自己你要努力进窄门啊，你要自己努力啊。
You yourself, you need to strike hard to enter the narrow gate.
所以不要依靠这个无穷尽的家谱。
So let's not rely on the endless genealogies.
更不要以这种关系成为自己自高自傲的理由。
So furthermore, let's not use this relationship as something that we are.Boast to boast about.
我们看回来提摩太前书。
Let's turn back to First Timothy.
提摩太前书的第一章。
First Timothy chapter one.
第五节。
Verse five.
提摩太前书一章第五节。
First Timothy chapter one verse five.
但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。
Verse 5. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
在这里说啊，这个保罗说啊，这个命令是从哪里来的呢？
So here Paul mentioned that where does the command come from?
这个命令啊，讲的就是啊，前面第三节那个命令这些人不可做这些事情哦。
So this command is talking about the first three when he said you need to charge command.
所以啊，保罗啊，告诉提摩太说，你可以命令他们。
So Paul told Timothy, you can command them.
但是接下来保罗告诉他说，你为什么有资格可以命令？
And then,
为什么有资格可以命令？可以做命令的动作。
Then Paul told Timothy, why does he have the authority to command?
保罗能够提摩太能够命令，不是因为他是传道哦。
Timothy can command, it's not because he's the preacher.
但他能够命令，不是因为保罗交代你，给你权柄，让你去命令哦，不是哦。
He commanded them, it's not because Paul told him to command.
他这里说命令的总归就是爱啊。
Here he mentioned that the purpose of the commandment is love.
所以什么人有资格命令？
So who has the authority to command?
一个真正爱对方的人啊。
Someone who truly loves others.
所以为什么他为什么可以提摩太为什么可以做这个动作？
So why was Timothy able to command?
因为提摩太真正爱这些信徒啊。
Because Timothy truly loved the believers.
我们有时候看来那个保罗啊，写的书信有时候很凶啊。
Sometimes we may read Paul's letter and think he's very stern.
哇，你看那个提那个哥林多前书，保罗很凶啊，一直骂啊。
In the book of in the First Corinthians, truly Paul was very stern to the members.
我们在想说，哇，好可怕啊！这个我们不是要讲要爱心爱心吗？哦，保罗怎么这么凶？
You know, we may feel that this is so scary. You know, we keep talking about love, love, but why is Paul so fearsome?
因为保罗的爱心是表现在他对信徒的责备上面啊。
Because the love of Paul was manifest through his rebuke to the members.
哦，我们看一下哥林多前书哦。
Let's turn to the first book of First Corinthians.
哥林多前书
First Corinthians
第四章
Chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章的第十四节
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 14
十四节
14
我写这话不是叫你们羞愧乃是警戒你们好像我所亲爱的儿女一样十五节
15
你们学基督的师父却有一万为父的却是不多因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们那、哦、这里保罗说为什么我可以骂你们
So here Paul mentioned Why do I rebuke you?
因为我是你的爸爸
Because I'm your father
你是我所亲爱的儿女
You're my dear children、
哦、所以我是为你紧张为你担忧为你流泪
So I shed tear for you I'm concerned for you
很多时候我们都是做师父的、啊
Many times we're just like teachers
我那个讲骂人像师父骂人一样、啊、
We may rebuke others like a teacher
这个什么骂高兴的骂心里愉快的
We may rebuke others for our own pleasure、
哦、但是啊这个父亲不是这个样子的
But father is not like this
父亲骂得重自己心里也难受啊
Even though the father may rebuke heavily on the children Yet he himself inside his heart also felt the burden、
啊、因为父亲是爱儿女的
Because the father truly loves his children
所以什么人有资格去警戒别人
So who has the right to rebuke others?
什么人有资格去责备别人
？Who has the right to rebuke others?
只有那个真正用为父的心肠去爱那些人的，才有资格这样讲啊。
Only someone who truly loves others as their own children has the right to rebuke.
我们有时候看那、啊、宗教教育系很奇怪哦。
So sometimes we may look at the RE system.
我们看那个宗教教育的老师啊，有的很奇怪啊。
We may look at some of the RE teacher and feel This is some strange.
哦，有时候有的老师啊，哇，对学生非常好。
Sometimes we may see some teachers that they are very nice to the students.
哇，那小朋友都爬到老师的头上去了、啊。
And you know, the children will climb all the way on top of the teacher.
啊，总是啊，要做他们的朋友。
The teacher want to be their friends.
想要带糖果来讨好学生。
They want to bring candy to make the student happy.
啊，真的很奇怪哦。
This is strange.
你有糖果的时候，学生都在你旁边啊。
When you have candies, all the students are around you.
你没有糖果，学生都不过来的。
When you do not have candy, there's no one around.
你只要讲一句重话，对不起，你是最讨厌的老师啊。
And as soon as you say something that's stern to the students, you are the worst teacher.
很奇怪，为什么会这样子啊
？We may feel weird. Why?
有的老师就不一样啊。
But some teacher is different.
哇，有的老师很凶哦。
Some teacher are very stern.
哇，那个常常管学生。
He often disciplines students.
但是很奇怪，他骂完之后把学生都骂哭了。
And you know, after his discipline, the old student may be crying.
啊，但是啊，学生下课之后又跑到老师旁边，又围在那个老师旁边。
But after the class, the student will be gathered around the teacher.
为什么会这样
？Why is that so?
这叫做父母的心肠。
This is called the heart of the parents.
啊，所以什么人有资格命令
？So who has the right to command?
什么人有资格责备
？Who has the right to rebuke?
有父母心肠、真正爱他的人呐、啊。
Only those who has the heart of parents.
啊，所以保罗这里告诉提摩太哦。
So Paul here told Timothy.
他说啊，命令的总归就是爱啊。
He said the purpose of commandment is love.
你因为爱他
，because you love him.
爱他的人生
，you love his life.
爱他的信仰
，you love his faith.
爱他的永生
，you love their eternal life.
所以你必须要讲
，therefore you must.
你讲他是因为你真的很爱他。
You talk about it, you rebuke them because you love them.
哦，所以这样子的人就能够讲，就能够命令了。
So someone that's like this can talk about them, can command.
这叫做为父的心肠。
So this is the heart of a parent.
那、啊、接下来告诉我们说，这个爱是从哪里来的
？And the second thing we talk about where this love came from.
啊，这里讲说爱是从清洁的心。
It here says that love came from a pure heart.
无愧的良心。
A good conscience.
和无为的信心。
And a sincere faith.
哦，所以要从这三个出发点的爱才是真正的爱啊。
So only love when they start from these three bases is true love.
啊，什么叫做清洁的心
？So what is a pure heart.
就是说你爱他的动机非常非常单纯啊。
Here's a pure heart is that the reason you love him is very simple.
你爱他是因为他是你的弟兄姐妹。
You love him or her is because they are our brothers and sisters.
你爱他是因为他是教会下一代的希望，下一代这些学生是下一代的希望。
We love them because they are the hope from the next generation.
你爱他是因为主耶稣也爱他。
We love them because Jesus also loved them.
所以你爱他非常单纯啊。
So the reason we love them is very simple.
没有什么其他的动机在里面的。
There are no other motivations.
什么叫做无愧的良心？
What is a good conscience?
就是啊，你在爱他当中啊，你没有存你的私心在啊。
A good conscience when we love them, there's no our own will.
有些人爱是有私心的。
Sometimes some people when they love others, they have their own agenda.
所以雅各书里面讲啊。
So in the book of James.
有人要来聚会啦。
And he says there some people come to have service.
哇，有钱人，哇，有钱人进来了。
The rich people may come in.
结果你跟他讲说，哇，我好爱你啊，来来来，你坐这个好位置啊，这才听得清楚。
And we may say that, oh, I love you so much. Come and sit here in this good seat.
结果一个穷人进来了。
And when the poor man come in,
你看看他啊。
We look at them.
对我没什么好处啊。
Well, you have no benefit.
来来来，你坐在脚边啊，坐地上就好了。
Here, you can just sit on the floor.
所以这个对这个有钱的人爱啊，这个叫做有私心啊。
So the love towards when we have love only towards the rich people, this is called have self-conscious. Because they will bring us benefits.
这叫做良心有亏啊。
So this is not having a good conscience.
所以啊，我们今天要再思考一下我们思考一下自己啊。
So sometimes we can reflect on ourselves.
我们是不是啊，在这个爱心上面有所亏欠啊
？Are we lacking in our good conscience?
对那个可爱的。
So for the people that's lovable,
那个大家都爱的，你当然也爱，你就特别爱他嘛。
So for those who are lovable, everyone love them, we may also love them.
有那些不可爱的。
And sometimes when we run into these who are not so lovable,
甚至有些哇，让人很受不了的。
And there might be some that we cannot even stand them.
你还是一样爱他吗
？Do we also love them?
还是有多远闪多远？
Or do we try to keep ourselves away from them as far as possible?
刺头哇，这种难搞的，负责人去处理就好了。
And we may say to ourselves, you know, they are handful, so we just let the church council deal with them.
这个良心有亏啊。
So when we do this, then we do not have a good conscience.
所以我们今天啊，要爱一个人啊。
So today, when we try to love someone,
我们爱人不是因为只有，不是因为他很可爱。
We love someone is not because they are lovable,
而是因为耶稣也很爱他。
It's because Jesus also loved them.
因为耶稣爱他，所以你也要爱他。
Because Jesus loved them, we also need to love them.
所以有时候我们在宗教教育的学生哦。
So sometimes when we face our students,
哇，有的很乖。
Some are very some really behave well.
哇，有些很皮。
Some are very indeed naughty.
有些英文很好。
Some are very good in English.
有些那个刚来的那个英文都不会。
Some they just came to the States and they don't
understand English. 作为一个宗教教育的老师
，So as our RE teacher,
摸着良心自己问问看。
We need to look at into our conscience.
你爱他们，你的良心有没有亏欠
？When we love them, do we have a good conscience?
你是不是只爱那个可爱的？
Do we only love the cute one?
只爱那个听你话的。
Do we only love the one that listen to us?
只爱那个英文好的。
Do we only love the one that has good
English? 良心有没有亏？
Do we have a good conscience?
第三个啊，他说这个爱是从无伪的信心出来的。
And the third thing says that love comes from a sincere faith.
就说这个爱心啊，它是符合道理的。
So that means the love is according to the truth.
这个信心啊，是没有任何诡诈在里面。
There's no deceit. There's no deceit in the love.
因为你爱是按照圣经上的教导来爱。
Because we love based on the Bible teaches.
就像圣经里面告诉我们啊。
Just like the Bible teaches.
说我们要听从父母。
Just the Bible say that we need to obey our parents.
这就爱父母嘛，你要听他，要爱他，你要听他。
So this is what it means to love our parents. So
但是有一个原则。
But there's a principle.
就是要在主里听从父母。
That we need only we obey our parents in the Lord.
所以要爱他，必须要符合道理。
So if we want to love our parents, we need to follow the teachings.
所以我们爱人，但是要在真理的原则之下。
So we love people, but under the principle of the truth.
这个今天有洗礼有不同的方法哦。
So just like today, there are many ways of being getting baptized.
其实啊，使徒教会一开始是只有大水礼而已，只有大水洗礼而已啊。
In the beginning, the apostolic church they only had the water baptism in the living water.
但是后来为什么会出现点水礼呢？洒水礼呢
？But how come there's also a baptism or sprinkling
就是因为啊，哇，有一个老人啊。
It's because there's an old man.
好像还蛮有钱的哦。
Oh, he perhaps he, I think he's pretty rich.
哇，结果啊，那个身体非常不好，病得很重啊。
And he was very weak. He's very
结果啊，他们就决定啊，这个大水里啊太困难了，太危险了。
So they decided leaving water baptism too difficult for him.
哦，所以他们很爱他。
Indeed, they love him.
就帮他想方法。
So they try to think a way for him.
想出一个方法，就是给他点水。
So and one way one of the way they came up with is sprinkle water.
有没有爱心
？Do they have love？
非常有爱心。
Indeed, they have a lot of love.
合不合道理
？Is this according to the truth？
不合道理。
It's not according to the truth.
不合道理的爱心变什么？
So what is love that's not according to the truth？
叫做害人呐、啊。
It's called to harm someone.
这个老先生就这样被他们一害，就不能进天国了。
And this old man, because of this, he could not enter the heavenly kingdom.
所以，如果一个人爱心没有真知识
，So if someone only have love and do not have true knowledge,
爱心而不符合道理
，If someone only has love and does not go according to the Bible,
这种爱心有时候会害死人的。
Sometimes this kind of love will kill someone.
啊，所以有一次我接到一通电话啊、哦、
，So there's one time I received a phone call.
他告诉我说啊，我们有个弟兄啊，他需要那个。洗礼证明啊，要去出庭啊。
So one time, this phone call, a brother, someone told me that there's this brother, he needs his certificate of baptism.
因为他要申请那个身份哦，来美国的身份啊。
Because he's trying to
get the status.
He's trying to apply for status in the United States.
哦，但是啊，我们一看啊，这个弟兄在大陆已经洗过礼啦。
But when you look at this, this brother has already been baptized in China.
那、啊、怎么可以再洗一次？
How can he be baptized again here?
啊，结果啊，那个姐妹啊，打电话给我那个姐妹很有爱心啊。
So this sister who called me on the phone, he is truly she has a lot of love.
她说传道不要这样啦。
He said that, oh, preacher, don't do this.
哇，他们那个真的很辛苦啊，那个他真的很需要这篇文这个文件呐、啊。
Indeed, they are very they work very hard, and indeed they need this document.
啊，拜托你再给他洗一次啊。
Please baptize him again.
哇，我说你有没有搞错啊
？And I say, are you out of your mind?
哦，怎么可能再洗一次？
There's no way I will baptize him again.
啊，结果那个姐妹说，哦，不能再洗哦。这个姐妹已经信主超过三十年了。
So the sister said to me, well, since you
啊，没有，这个姐妹本身信主超过三十年了。
So this sister himself, surely come to believe for over 30 years.
哦，她说啊，传道真的不能再洗一次哦。
So she said to me, well, can he really not be baptized again?
啊，我说你也信主信这么久了，你有看过真耶稣教会洗两次的吗
？I say to her that you already come to believe for so long. Have you ever seen anyone that been baptized twice?
那个姐妹就想了一想啊。
So the sister thought to herself.
她说：“哎呀，我有办法了。”
And she said, "Well, there's a I have a way."
啊，我叫她去法拉盛另外一个教会洗礼好了。
I say to her that, well, he can go to another church.
有没有爱心？
Does she have love?
我非常有爱心。
She has all the love.
有没有脑子？有没有智慧
？Does she have knowledge?
没有智慧啊。
She does not have knowledge.
把对方把别人害死啊。
She will kill someone.
好，所以啊，我们今天的爱心是要建立在无伪的信心上面的。
So today our love need to be built based on the sincere faith.
那这个大爱心必须要符合圣经的教导跟原则。
The love need to be according to the teaching of the Bible.
不然我们的爱心是会害人的。
Otherwise, our love may kill someone.
所以这是保罗给提摩太的一个警告。
So this is the warning that Paul gave to Timothy.
今天教会要运作。
Today, church wants to.
教会里面要看到神的荣耀。
If we want to see the glory of God in church,
看到神的同工。
We want to see the abundance of God.
一定要有爱心。
We must have love.
教会里面必须要有命令。
There must be someone to command in the church.
对与错要分辨得非常清楚。
We need to discern right and wrong.
啊，但是这个爱心它是有原则的。
But the love, there are principles.
啊，所以在这里保罗告诉我们。
So here Paul told us,
要有清洁的心
，we need to have a pure heart,
无愧的良心
，a good conscience,
无伪的信心
，and sincere faith.
求主耶稣帮助我们
，May the Lord help us.
好，我们现在一起来祷告
，we're going to pray together.
好，我们一起到前面来祷告啊、哦。
Let's all come to the front and pray.
我们求主耶稣继续带领我们啊，今天、明天。五六日哈，这三天的灵恩会哈。
Let's ask the Lord Jesus continue to guide them today, tomorrow, and Sunday's service.
我们请一起到前面来祷告。
Let's come to the front and pray.